was big. Regardless if I would have got that pick or not, I think we would have held them on the defense end of the ball. That's just the confidence I have in the defense and our team and what we can do.
How good was that for you guys defensively? I mean, short of a shutout, it was almost perfect, wasn't it?
Almost. They had 3 points, though. We had a couple penalties that drive. They had 3 points. You know, we did do a good job in the goal line, though, stopping them from getting a touchdown. But, yeah, it was a defensive battle. Their defense as well had a good game. I'm proud of our offense for getting that one touchdown to make the difference in the game.
People are going to call that ugly, but in your minds, that's pretty beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't care what people call it. I mean, we got a playoff win. So, we're going to come in here, come to work for another week while, you know, other teams are sitting at home.
When they got that one touchdown, did you think that was enough? That was all it would take for the offense?
Yeah, we had that in our minds that, you know, just give us one and we're going to make the rest happen. We'll put the team on our backs.
Tell me about that last play. Did you just see it coming?
Usually in situations like that, 2 minute, and when we're up, the corners we play about 10 yards off, if not more. Like two plays before then, Peterman's first play. I think that's his name. I'm not sure. We were playing the same coverage, played off, and he threw that quick little hitch route on AJ's side. They lined up in the same formation, just flipped, so they were on my side, and I figured they're probably running the same route. And took like a little read step, and as soon as he threw it, I just broke.
I would have thought on Colvin today, the interception, his first career interception. Also, he was pretty sick too.
Yeah, flu game. one of the most valuable pieces of this team, especially of our secondary. He needs to get paid soon. Here.
Was it emotionally what you expected for your first playoff game?
Yeah, it was about what I, you know, thought of it to be. As soon as I got out there for warm-ups, the energy felt like I was like at Florida State again. So kind of had that swagger going, and it was nice.
Julie, what's it about this defense that's been able to win out these close games and kind of carry on when the offense isn't moving? What is it about you guys and maybe that unique chemistry that you guys all share?
I don't know. I think everybody's just really good at their job, to be honest. You got the best, you know, corner tandem, nickels and safeties who complement us very well. Probably the best covering safety in the league, I would say, personally. The D-line, Saxonville, y'all know what they about. Then our linebackers, the fastest linebackers in the league, you know, get sideline to sideline, make things happen. So I just think it's a collection of all of us doing our job and at the end of the day trying to put the team on our backs.
Jalen, how was your characterize the confidence of this defense going up against the Steelers offense?
We played them once before, so we'll watch a little bit of that film to see how we were successful. But despite that game, because I'm sure they're probably thinking like that game is a fluke, so despite that game, we're just going to have to lock in this week, focus up, prepare, and go out there and try to execute as well as we did the last time we played them.
Jalen, were you expecting them to throw with you on first and goal from the one?
Yeah. You got a 6'6 dude. I don't care who you line up on, I'm throwing the fade ball. So, yeah, I was expecting it.
How'd you feel like you called up?
It was incomplete. So, yeah.
Now, what you did against Pittsburgh, will that help you confidence-wise going into this game, even though it was a while ago?
To an extent, you know what I'm saying? Because, like you just said, it was a while ago. Despite that, they're still a great team. They're the ones who had the bye just now. So, they're well-rested. Probably going to have all their key weapons back. And, we just got to really focus in on this week. We can't think too much about the past. We got to get it this week.
What do you think about a potential matchup with Antonio Brown?
Same thing I thought about it when we played him the first time. I would, say him and D-Hop are 1A and 1B, the best receivers in the league. Me personally, that's what I think. That's what everybody else thinks too, really. They think Antonio is the best. So, good matchup, very challenging matchup for myself in this secondary, but it's something that I'm going to prepare and grind hard this week to hopefully get ready for it.